The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen.
President Biden asked Congress to approve $33 billion in new aid for Ukraine on Thursday. That's another $20 billion in security assistance, $8.5 billion in economic aid, plus $3 billion for humanitarian and food security funding. That's in addition to the billions of dollars in Ukraine-related assistance already approved in March, which Biden says has nearly been spent.
This so-called supplemental funding addresses the needs of the Ukrainian military during the critical weeks and months ahead. And it begins the transition to longer-term security assistance that's going to help Ukraine deter and continue to defend against Russian aggression.
The request for funds now goes to Capitol Hill alongside proposals to support the economy, including for domestic food production, and at a time when lawmakers are already divided over new pandemic funding. Caroline Malone, Washington.